Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschelt in a new Dr. Christian story called Blossom O'Toole, presented for your pleasure by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Our guest of the evening is a young man with a fine-looking head of hair, and here is his own story of how it got that way.
I used to soak my hair with water mornings and slick it down carefully until I noticed it was getting brittle and hard to manage. Then one day the girlfriend spotted some loose dandruff on my coat collar and asked me why I didn't get wise and use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Well, I bought a bottle and rubbed it on my scalp well before each shampoo. I shake a few drops on every morning, too. No, well, I don't like to brag, but I really have a healthy-looking head of hair. My hair stays in place without having that plastered-down look, and all those unpleasant dandruff scales will disappear.
If you are bothered by a dry scalp, take a tip from this young man. Try a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Use it liberally before each shampoo, then shake on a few drops as a daily dressing for your hair. You'll find that Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements those natural scalp oils so frequently lost through shower baths, steam-heated rooms, and too much direct sunlight, that it helps to check those dry scalp conditions. Buy a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic at your drugstore tomorrow. It comes in two sizes, only 40 and 70 cents for generous bottles that last several months. And there goes the curtain music for our Dr. Christian play, Blossom O'Toole, which stars Gene Herschelt as the Doctor of River's End, supported by Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, his secretary, John Mather as Mr. Barnes, a stern father of River's End, Helen Geddes as Mrs. Barnes, his young invalid wife, Gloria Holden as Claire Barnes, alias Blossom O'Toole, and Lois Corbett as Miss Morrison, a nurse. The curtain is going up now, and we see Dr. Christian's office. The time is late afternoon, and Judy is straightening up the room. The door opens, and Dr. Christian enters wearily.
Hello, Dr. Christian. I was just going to send out a searching party. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. A little tired, that's all.
Oh, it's a lot more than that when it makes you look this way. Here, sit down in your big chair and relax. You've been overdoing.
No, it isn't that. I'm just a little low, I guess.
Oh, something's gone wrong with one of your patients. Which one is it?
Old Will Barnes is dying.
Oh, no.
Yes, he can't possibly live more than a day or two.
Oh, poor old fellow. He seems so awfully alone.
I've sent for his daughter, Judy.
You sent for his daughter? But, Dr. Christian, how could you? Well, you know, he won't.
I know, Judy. But maybe he will now.
Well, how did you know where to reach her? I thought she disappeared, that she was...
She wrote to me several years ago. Asked me to let her know if there was anything her father needed. She said she could never forgive him, but she didn't want him to suffer. She sent me an address where she could always be reached.
For heaven's sake, you never said a word. Does old Mr. Barnes know you've heard from her?
No, he doesn't know. I had to promise her I wouldn't tell him.
She must have been pretty selfish, Dr. Christian, to go off and leave him like that. All alone, never even have written to him.
No, she wasn't selfish, Judy. She was very lovely. Lovely and young.
But how could she do a thing like that? I don't...
Like what, Judy?
Well, everybody in town says she just packed up and left her father without a word.
Well, she knew her mind.
Wouldn't you think she'd have written or something? After all, her own father.
I know.
Ah, you don't want to talk about it, do you? I'm sorry I asked so many questions. It's only that I've heard so much about
it. That's all right, Judy. As a matter of fact, I believe I'll tell you the whole story. I hope you'll be a help in the next few days.
Of course, I'll do what I can.
I know you will, bless your heart. It's been more than 20 years since I first met the Barnes family. One night, just as I was getting ready for bed, I was called up to come up to the house on the hill. I knew Barnes only slightly. He was an older man, even then, stern and dignified. But everyone said that he was deeply in love with his wife, who was about half his age. Sweet and charming, but a hopeless man. Claire was an only child and didn't go at that time. Well, I went up to the house and Mr. Barnes himself opened the door. As soon as I received your message. Is she right there?
I'm afraid so.
Well, let's go out in.
Yes, right this way, Doctor. Dr. Christian's here now, dear. He'll give you something to relieve the pain.
Doctor?
something here for you. Now, lie back and rest.
I haven't time to rest. I must talk to Will. It's about Claire. She's such a little girl. She'll miss me so. Be good to her, won't you, Will? Take care of her. Promise me you will.
Of course I will.
She's my baby, and I've got to leave her. You'll have to be her father and her mother, too.
I'll devote the rest of my life to her, Helen.
Oh, you'll mean to, but you get so absorbed in other things. You're so stern sometimes. When I'm gone, Will, I want your promise. Swear you'll take good care of our little girl. Oh,
I swear it, Helen. Mrs. Barnes died that night, and Claire and her father left her down at the house in the hill. Every time I saw her after that, it seemed in the air like quiet and stern. But the hardest everybody could think of in Claire. She had a poor old car that was the only of every child that ever saw. But she had been up once. All the young people in the dog were over terrified of her father. So she must have been a bad daughter to the girl. But she grew up somehow, and by her then she suddenly came into my office.
Dr. Christian, I just had to talk to you. You've always been so kind, and I haven't anyone else to turn to.
Oh, I'd like to help you if I can, Claire. What's the trouble?
It's about father.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
Dr. Christian, I'm in love.
Are you? Well, what's so unusual about that? Most girls of your age are.
Father doesn't think so. He doesn't believe in love. For me, at least not for a long time yet. He's never let me go about with boys or have them come to the house or anything.
No, that does seem too bad. But your father adores you, Claire.
I know he does. But does that mean that he mustn't ever let me live? I wanted to study for the stage, and Father almost had a stroke. And I want to go places and see people, and...
And right now, you want to see one person in particular?
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, he's wonderful, Dr. Christian.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, how did you know?
We always are. What did you know him?
Well, I didn't really know him. I went to the drugstore to get some cigars for Father. And as I was leaving, I dropped all my packages.
And you picked them up?
Yes.
And then
he said that I seemed to have an armful. Couldn't he walk along with me and carry some? And I said, no. But he did it just the same. He carried them as far as our car. And then I made him stop because I knew his father so
well. Well, I can't say I'll quit him like that.
Oh, that isn't all. He wanted to see me again. Oh, he's wonderful, Dr. Christian. He got everything. He has everything.
Oh, he's a star child, you say?
Yes. Yes, he's only going to be here for a few days.
What's his business?
Well, he's selling things right now. He's a sort of a promoter or something.
I see. Well, what is the problem, Claire? Is it that you want to see him again?
Oh, I have seen him again every night.
But how?
I sneaked out after Father thought I was in bed. But last night I finally got my courage up and asked him to come to the house. I told Father I met him through some friends. And Father was awful. He said I could never see him again, that he was a cheap, ignorant young sport.
Did it occur to you, Claire, that Father or Father was right?
Oh, he's not right. Just because a man's had a hard time all his life and has had to work. But I don't care about that. I love him, Dr. Christian. And Father can't keep us apart. Oh, I thought you'd understand.
I do understand, Claire.
Well, then, Dr. Christian, do you think you could get him to let me go on seeing Harry?
Harry?
Yes, that's his name, Harry Hall. Do you know him?
I've seen him. He comes to Riverside quite frequently.
You don't like him?
I don't like him. Well,
you don't like him either. Why, I can see it in your face. I guess you think he's cheap too, and vulgar, but he isn't.
He's not exactly the type I'd select for you, Claire. But I'll do what I can with your father. Come and see me tomorrow afternoon, will you? And try not to worry or be unhappy. Will you do that for me?
I'll try. But no matter what Father says, I won't give Harry up, Dr. Christian. Not ever. Oh, Dr. Christian, what did you do?
Well, I worried about it all night. And the next morning, the first thing, I went up to the Barnes house. I rang the bell several times before Mr. Barnes finally came to the door. Good morning, Mr. Barnes.
Good morning.
May I come in for a little while?
No one here is ill.
No, I haven't come to make a professional call.
Then why did you come here?
Well, I came to have a talk with you about Claire.
Well, you know.
You know what?
That Claire has run away with Harry Hall. She ran away with him in the night. Claire's gone, Dr. Christian, gone. For good.
Oh, Dr. Christian, how dreadful. She really did run away with him, hmm? And she's never come back?
She's never come back, Judy.
So that's why poor old Mr. Barnes has lived up there like a hermit all these years.
Yes. Eating his heart out. Bitter and unhappy.
And now he's dying. We've sent for him. Oh, Dr. Christian, what'll happen? Will she come now?
I don't know, Judy. You can only wait and see. Has there been any change, Miss Morrison?
Oh, he's about the same, I think, Dr. Christian. A little weaker, maybe.
No, Judy came with me. She will leave you for a couple of hours if you want to get a little rest.
Thank you, but I think I'll stay. It won't be long.
I'll go into him now. If I need you, I'll call you, Miss Morrison.
I hope she comes soon.
You're afraid, aren't you?
Yes. Dr. Christian may be able to give him something to rally him a little
bit. Oh, he can't die without seeing her. He just can't. Look, there's a car stopping out in front, and a woman's getting out. It must be Claire.
Let's hope so. No. I don't believe it is.
Oh, no, that can't be Claire.
She's a bleach blonde, all right. What do you suppose she wants? I'll go to the door and see. I don't want her to ring the bell.
Yes? Mr. Barnes, is he you?
Mr. Barnes is seriously ill.
Who are you?
I'm Miss. Is there anything I can do?
Well, I'm Blossom O'Toole. Claire Barnes to you.
Claire Barnes?
The same. What are you staring at? Haven't you ever heard of me?
Well, yes, I... Come in, please. Dr. Christian is with Mr. Barnes now. I'll tell him.
Miss O'Toole, listen, my father, is he, well, how long?
Not very long.
Oh. Dr. Christian wired me. Tell the doctor I want to talk to him, will you?
I'll tell him. Sit down, won't you?
Thanks, I will. Gee, my dogs are barking something fierce. Who are you, anyway?
I'm the priest, Dr. Christian Barnes. I'm not too glad you're here.
So you know who I am.
Yes, I heard you tell Miss Morrison. If I said I just prayed you'd come.
I sure do. There is a shock. I'll bet Dr. Christian won't know me.
You haven't been in this part of the country for...
No, I've been everywhere. Nightclubs, road shows. I've trooped the country.
Oh, I didn't know you were in a theater.
In a theater? Well, I'm not very often. All the same, I'm still waiting for my big chance.
Oh, here's Dr. Christian. I'll go help Miss Morris.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Claire. Claire Barnes?
You didn't know me, did you? I guess I was a brunette the last time you saw me.
Yes. Yes, your hair is different. Well, it's been quite a long time.
Oh, don't stall, Doc. I know how I look as well as the next one.
But, Claire, you said you're blind. You have to help your father if you needed it.
Well, I kept a little salted away just in case that ever happened. And how is he, Doctor?
A few hours later.
Oh.
He keeps calling for you, Claire. I wanted you to get her and we could still recognize you.
Recognize me? Hey, I'm not going to see him. You didn't expect me to do that, did you?
Yes, I did.
After what he did to me? Say, I'll give him money if he needs it. I'll take care of him, but see him? Oh, no, Dr. Christian, I couldn't.
All right, you can.
He needs me. Hasn't needed me all these years.
Yes, he's needed you always. Only he's been too proud to admit it. He's lived in a land that better won't be in a lot of people when people don't save him.
How can I save him?
first day with my father, you're bound, happy.
Yeah, he's likely to believe that if he gets a look at me. And he'll ask questions, Dr. Christian. He'll ask about Harry.
What about Harry, Claire?
Well, he didn't marry me, Dr. Christian.
Oh, poor child. What did you do?
Changed my name, got a job in the chorus of a show in Chicago. All my life I'd wanted to go on the stage anyway.
And you succeeded?
You can see for yourself. I still believe it someday, but right now, Blossom O'Toole is a second-rate actress at liberty.
An actress?
Yeah.
Claire, now I'm so much unhappiness yourself. Can you do anything your father's just a little?
Oh, how can I, Dr. Christian? I can't tell him the truth.
You have to.
What do you mean?
Claire, your father's eyes are blind, and his mouth's unable. You're an actress. You're very simple. Go on, then, play your part. Not because I intend to destroy that circuit, but Claire Barnes, the maiden daughter of this maiden old house.
Don't you know me? It's Claire.
Claire.
Yes. I'm right here, Father. Here on the floor beside the bed. Give me your hand. Put it here against my cheek. There. Now do you know me?
Yes. You've come back.
Yes, Father.
You were a wicked girl, Claire. You ran away with it. Good for nothing, Scarecrow.
Father, dear, he wasn't good for nothing. He was fine and kind and wonderful, just like I said he was.
You're married to him? You happy?
I'm happy now, Father. Happier than I ever dreamed I'd be.
Oh, my little girl. If you're in your heart suffering, I'll just use you for everything. You promised me what I would.
I know, dear. Don't bother about it now.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. So proud. You were such a beautiful little girl. Your hair was just like your mother's. Lovely brown curls. Your hair is still curly, isn't it?
Yes, it's still curly.
I can feel it on your fingers. It's good to have you back. You can sit in front of your fireplace again. Play chess.
Mm-hmm.
Sit up in there. You play better than I do.
Oh, no.
Where's he? You're a chess boy, Steve. Yeah, you can see that. Maybe you're going to take my knife. Yeah, let's make sure you're steady. Did you like the little dress on it, huh?
Yeah.
Blue is your father's favorite color. And are you playing, huh? What's his name?
Cookie. Well, you know, I'm Cookie. Don't you know, Father? Because he looks like a ginger snap.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. You're born in the old town. You're a little one. Hmm. That was where you were.
Let's forget I ever went away, Father.
Yeah. I can't see very well. I do feel clear.
Just the same, dear. A little bit older, I suppose, that's all. But how about you such lovely clothes?
That's good. We have a nice room.
Oh, we have a beautiful room.
You're a gracious hostess. That's a room.
I thought of that.
I wish I could see.
Oh, you can. You can see as you get well.
I never know, but I don't mind dying now. You think it's turned out better for me? I don't blame myself.
No, I don't know the way I am, Andrew, darling. Things have turned out all right.
Excuse me. I've got hard and stubborn for so long, but I think I've seen it now. Joe. He's safe.
Yes, Father. Father. Father? Dr. Christian?
Claire, what is it?
Dr. Christian, Father, he just smiled and fell asleep. I really don't believe it. I really don't believe it.
Yes, you really don't believe it. You are a great actress, Basil Atkin. A great boy. The series will be here in just a moment to tell you about next week's story. While we're waiting for him, I would like to tell you something about the products that make this program possible. At this season of the year particularly, one of the most popular articles in almost every medicine cabinet is Vaseline Gel. Because in addition to its everyday uses for the treatment of minor skin irritations and injuries, Vaseline Gel is widely used to soothe chapped faces, lips, and hands. The next time you are bothered by chapping or hemorrhaging, try rubbing on a little Vaseline Gel. You'll find it provides grateful relief because it does three important things for the skin. First, it softens and lubricates by supplementing natural skin oils. Second, it forms a protective film and it helps to keep infection out when the skin is broken. Third, it soothes and it promotes healing. If your supply of Vaseline Gel is running low, bring a jar or tube tomorrow. And ask your druggist about the other famous Vaseline products. Vaseline Borated Jelly, Vaseline Carbonated Jelly, Vaseline Camphor Ice, and Vaseline Lip Ice. But whether you are buying regular Vaseline Jelly or one of the Vaseline specialties, make sure the name Vaseline is clearly printed on every jar or tube. That trademark is your guarantee of purity. Now here is Gene Herschel, famous Hollywood star who plays the role of Dr. Christian, both in this radio serial and in pictures. Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, before you tell us all about next week's play, what finally happened to Claire Barnes?
Well, this radio happens that keeps people in the show business. A picture's called Silver and sent up for a character to put up in the production.
Well, Dr. Christian, I have kind of a story to select for us for next week.
In a town like Davis Island, we have all kinds of people. One of the most successful, even, and at the same time, amusing characters in our town is Angie Hopper, who certainly enjoys her poor health. But husbands like worms return, and the story of how Fred Hopper cured Angie of her latest ailment has had the time to make him public. I'm going to tell you all about it in the next morning, which we call Angie's Last Cure. Until next Thursday, you and them at the same hour, I say good night.
Our author of picture based on the series is only ready for release. It's called The Courageous Dr. Christian. And of course, Jim Herschel plays the title role. Be sure to watch for the release date at your local theater. This is Arthur Gilmore adding a good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparations. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.